What about Senate Bill 774 to add the Student Loan Marketing Association to certain existing permitted investments of insurers and declare an emergency? That's my bill. Do you want to step forward, Bob? And Dave?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Dave Gerdes, a lawyer from Pierre and a lobbyist for Hemar Insurance Corporation of America. I have a fact sheet on the bill to pass out. Hemar Insurance Corporation of America is a South Dakota business. Most of you probably haven't heard about it because it's an insurance company that is in one of the narrowest niches that exists in the insurance business. Hemar has been an insurance company in Sioux Falls since 1986. What they insure is student loans. They insure the lender against loss if a student loan defaults. Hemar right now has $2.6 billion in student loans, and it has 25 employees in Sioux Falls, $1 million payroll, and last year they paid South Dakota premium taxes of $319,000. So Hemar is indeed a good corporate citizen of South Dakota that we wish to retain in South Dakota. Last year, in the waning hours of the legislature, some of you may remember, we passed a bill for Hemar. It was House Bill 1318. The rules were suspended. We had to suspend the rules and pass the bill. And unfortunately, what happened was that we amended one section when we should have amended two. And so what this bill is really a cleanup measure to add the Student Loan Marketing Association to permitted investments of insurers. We did that last year in House Bill 1318, but we changed a different section. It was actually that we needed to change two sections rather than one, and this was noticed by the Division of Insurance this spring when Hemar sought to implement the transaction that these statutes permitted. Now I need to back up. Hemar is owned by the Student Loan Marketing Association. Some of you may have heard of the Student Loan Marketing Association. It goes by the nickname Sally Mae. It is a federal government sponsored enterprise. Sally Mae is in the same category as Nellie Mae and Freddie Mac, these government sponsored entities that basically provide money for certain segments of the economy. Sally Mae's niche is, as its name implies, it makes student loans. And 88% of Hemar's business is insuring Sally Mae's loans. A couple of years ago, the Treasury Department, which oversees Sally Mae, took a look at the relationship between Sally Mae and Hemar, and the supervising office made what most of us think is a rather strange conclusion, and that is they concluded that Hemar wasn't really an insurance company and wasn't really insuring these loans, but that it was impermissibly permitting the government-sponsored enterprise to set aside some of its reserves. And so the transaction, we don't agree with it, but rather than fighting the Treasury Department, we thought we'd try and figure out a way to satisfy them. And the way we satisfy them is by permitting Hemar to loan a significant portion of its reserves, more than the statute would allow, to Sally Mae, and that would satisfy the Treasury Department, and that would satisfy everyone involved. I should say, incidentally, that Division of Insurance. We've worked very closely with the Division of Insurance, and the Division of Insurance has approved this bill, and will tell you that they support it when they arrive. This investment has been rated as a Class 1 investment, which is of the highest quality. Sallie Mae has $44 billion in assets. I frequently tell people they've got more money than General Motors, and so they're in pretty good shape. So there isn't really any danger, and of course that's why the statutes, if you look at the statute we're amending, it removes the limitation on investments for United States government entities and Sallie Mae, excuse me, and Sallie Mae, among others. The other statute that was amended last year, 582753, also mentioned, as I recall it, Freddie Mac and Nellie Mae. So this isn't anything new. It's not anything different. It just puts Sallie Mae, which is a government-sponsored entity, in the same category as some of these other permitted investments by insurers. So that's the need for the bill. It's cleanup legislation. Unfortunately, this amendment fell through the cracks last session when we got that bill passed toward the end of the session. I have with me Bob O'Connell, who is an in-house lawyer for HEMAR, and Bob would be happy to answer any questions that you might have. Do you have anything to add?
The only thing I'd add to that, Dave, thank you, is that, and I'm Bob O'Connell with HEMAR Insurance, and is that the instrument itself was, the investment instrument was rated at the request of the insurance division and is rated as a Class 1 highest quality. So it's beyond what the insurance division would normally do. What we normally invest in is CDs and very conservative investments anyway, so we really are not going to lose in investing in this way. And I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Well, I'm going to turn the gavel over to Senator Dugard, since I am the prime sponsor in this bill, so do you want to take it?
Are there any questions of the witnesses? No questions. All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Any further proponents for Senate Bill 74?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Darla Lyon with the Division of Insurance. We did work with HEMAR last year to permit this type of investment, and that law was changed. It came in kind of at the end of when we could introduce bills because of the business relationship that HEMAR has with Sallie Mae. It became apparent that they needed to be able to invest in these types of bonds, and it was not something that was permitted. Not that we didn't think it was permitted, just that it was something that hadn't been looked at before. And so we needed a change in law to be able to do it. In doing that, we actually, there's another section of law, which is this section, that we call basket clauses that kind of say all your investments can't exceed this amount of money of your assets or this amount of your assets, and we neglected to at the same time change the basket clause, and that also should have been done. It wasn't not done because we didn't agree with it. It just was overlooked. So this is clean up legislation, and we fully support it.
Any questions? All right, hearing none. Thank you, Darla. Any further proponents of Senate Bill 74? If none, are there any opponents of Senate Bill 74? Seeing none, we'll close for committee discussion and action.
I move to pass.
Please. It's been a motion by Senator Whiting, do pass, seconded by Senator Valesky. Any discussion on the motion?
Sure.
Senator Bogue.
And maybe I should have asked Darla when she was up here. I guess I question the need for the emergency clause. I guess what?
I'm sorry.
Can you go to the mic, please, David?
Sorry, I didn't sit here long enough to think of it. we were told by the governor's office that they do not agree with the emergency clause and asked us to remove it. I called Jackie last week, and unfortunately my memory doesn't extend over 24 hours, and it was more than 24 hours ago that I asked Jackie to prepare the amendment, so I apologize for having forgotten it. We would ask you to strike the emergency clause. There's some question as to whether or not it is an emergency, and rather than having that question, if you would, wouldn't mind removing the emergency clause, we'd appreciate it. It also has a title amendment, too. So.
Okay, there is a motion on the floor. Would someone like to make a substitute motion to amend?
Second.
Okay, there's been a substitute motion to amend by Senator Sutton and then seconded by Senator Whiting. Any discussion on the motion to amend? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Now we have Senate Bill 74 as amended. Yes, Senator Bogue.
I would now move to pass.
Okay. Second. Moved by Senator Bogue to do pass as amended, seconded by Senator McCracken. Any discussion on the amendment or on the bill as amended? Hearing none, we'll proceed to vote. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. Secretary will call the roll.
Bogue?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
DuVern?
Aye.
Munson?
Senate Bill 74, as amended, will go to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Put that on the consent calendar. Don't have an amendment, but is it substantive?
I would move it go on the consent calendar.
Okay, before we get to that, there's
Mr.
a title amendment.
Yeah, I would move the title amendment
okay.
as well.
All right. Is there a second to that? Moved by Senator Bogue and seconded by Senator Munson to amend the title. All in favor say aye.
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 The title will be so amended. And there, Senator okay. Whiting, you had a motion to place this on the consent calendar. Is there a second? Seconded by Senator Valesky. Any objection? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, it'll be placed on the consent calendar.